Now, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will meet the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in Brussels later this morning. This coincides with the EU's publication of the countermeasures to US tariffs, which are expected this afternoon. Now, it's thought that Boeing planes and chemical products could be in the firing line. However, these tariffs will only be implemented if it proves impossible to reach a trade deal with the Trump administration. These talks also come as speculation grows that President Trump will announce a trade deal with the UK later today. For more on what's to come today from Brussels, we're joined by Jack Power, the Irish Times Europe correspondent. Jack, what's known about these proposed EU countermeasures to US tariffs?
So it seems that we know, as you said, that US aircraft like Boeing will be hit by these proposed tariffs. There'll be some chemical products coming from the US that would be hit. Also some agricultural products. I've also heard the tariffs will target the US automobile industry, which will likely anger Trump to some extent. And this is the second package of counter tariffs or retaliatory tariffs that the EU has put together against the US. The first package, which was agreed in April, included tariffs on things like soybeans, orange, steel. And they were basically put on ice until the middle of July after Trump announced his 90-day pause. So this second batch won't come into effect immediately either. It's likely both of the two packages will come in together later down the line if negotiations between the EU and the US fail to make headway. And effectively what we're seeing is EU officials and Commission officials really running up against a brick wall in their efforts to strike a deal with Trump, as the UK looks like it's about to do. And so this really is a signal from the European Commission, who's leading the EU's response to the tariff dispute.
Yeah, we might come back. Yeah, sorry, Jack. We might come back to where those negotiations are at and at what level they're at in the moment. But just from an Irish point of view, you had the Taoiseach the last night telling his Fine Gael parliamentary party the countermeasures from the EU, if they were implemented, would bring these new challenges for Ireland, that difficult decisions may need to be taken. How much will Micheál Martin know ahead of today's meeting with Ursula von der Leyen?
Well, people might be saying a whole lot in terms of the detail, but we do understand that diplomats from the different EU countries have been briefed on the broad outlines of this second package of tariffs. So I expect Micheál Martin will know and have a fair amount of detail going into that meeting with Ursula von der Leyen. So it remains to be seen yet, as I mentioned, some agricultural products to be hit, where and how extensive those proposals will be. Also, obviously, Boeing, you know, that will have a huge impact for Ryanair as a big buyer of Boeing aircraft if US aircraft are hit with significant tariffs. And last time around, we did see what happened was the Commission came forward with a proposal of a long list of US products to hit, and then member states and national governments and industry, you know, they had a few days and weeks to lobby to get things taken off the list effectively. And Ireland, France and Italy, the last time out, successfully lobbied to have US bourbon and dairy taken off the EU's hit list for fear that European spirits and European dairy products and exports would be hit by Trump in retaliation. So it remains to be seen what Ireland may push back on this time around. I suppose the government has to also walk a bit of a careful tightrope. These tariffs don't hit big tech, which is, I suppose, the nuclear option for the EU. And that's something that the government have been lobbying and making representations behind the scenes to not bring US tech multinationals into the fight and into the fray. So, you know, they have to keep some of their powder dry in that extent as well, to fight and have some capital to spend at a later point in time.
And just briefly on the quality and level of negotiation that is taking place or not taking place between the EU and the US at the moment, where is it at?
Yeah, I think the sense we get in Brussels here is the EU side have been offering a deal and you know, making noises about further counter tariffs, but they're really struggling to get much purchase with the US. They're struggling to find out what the US is really interested in, or if the US is actually interested in a deal, or if it just wants tariffs for tariff's sake in some respect. So it's very hard to negotiate from the EU side if that is the case.
That's Jack Power, the Irish Times Europe correspondent at 14 minutes to 8.